What is that thing?
It was Christopher Columbus, but for obvious reasons, the statue is covered with plastic.
Why, are they removing it or just covering up so no one can actually see it?
Well, on Indigenous Peoples Day in 2020, protesters wrapped plastic all around the statue and demanded removal of it from Shenley Park. Peduto agreed.
But it's still there.
Apparently they're still deciding where to put it. Shows the power of protest, though. A lot of change has come when people rose up. Like Nate Smith. You heard of him, right?
No.
Come on, prize fighter, labor activist. He died just a couple of years ago. At the height of the Black Power movement, he lay down in front of bulldozers getting ready to break ground at CMU, insisting that people of color be admitted to the union and equally employed in the construction trades. He even bought his own equipment to train folks in his backyard.
Wow.
The union fought him viciously. They even murdered his son.
Jesus.
People have sacrificed everything to make even the smallest gains. Smith was a major figure working for equality elsewhere, too. Traveled with Jesse Jackson to meet the president of Mozambique to call for a new U.S.-Africa policy. He was tireless, a real hero. They ought to put a statue of him up there.
Begin audio track 13 and continue down the sidewalk onto the bridge.